Long before the COVID-19 pandemic, local government officials determined to prevent undercounts tried to spread the word that the census was coming. Now, census takers have hit the streets before the September 30 deadline. Officials say communities that are undercounted risk missing out on $675 billion in federal funds over the next decade. That includes funding for housing, transportation, health care, education, and emergency response. Jeff Baylor is director for the U.S. Census Bureau's New York region.
Looking at the national picture, we're at 64.6% self-response rate. And self-response is when a household either goes online at 2020census.gov, they call one of our toll-free telephone numbers, or they fill out their paper form and mail it back in. When you take that 64.6% and then add in the percentages of households nationwide that have been enumerated by our census takers knocking on doors, which is 14.6% to date, that takes us up to 79.2% of the addresses in the country have been enumerated. If you look at New York State, that number is 75.7. Roughly 60.7 have self-responded, and another 15.1% have been completed by having census takers throughout the state of New York knock on doors to collect that information.
With local officials concerned that many poor households and communities of color will not be counted, the Census Bureau is now following up with households that haven't responded online, by phone, or by mail. Hundreds of thousands of census takers across the country began going door to door in August. Baylor says response is critical, especially as communities try to recover from coronavirus shutdowns.
So when we talk about representation, it's at every level of government, from the number of seats that New York will have in the U.S. House of Representatives, the number of votes in the Electoral College. New York State will use this data to redistrict, to draw their voting precincts and school districts. Local governments will use this to determine council member districts or assembly member districts. Businesses use this data. They want to grow into communities where they know they'll have a customer base or they have the ability to hire employees. And then we talk about that federal funding. Hundreds of billions of dollars of federal funding are disseminated every year based upon formulas that use census data. So programs like Medicare and Medicaid, food stamps. We look at the infrastructure of our communities, from the roads, the bridges, the tunnels, the mass transit systems. Funding comes into the community based upon formulas that use census data. Education, National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs, Title I grants, supplies for classrooms. We look at Head Start, Pell Grants for college students. And finally, I can't think of a more important or timely reason than to support our local health care systems.
Baylor notes census takers have official identification, wear masks, and practice social distancing.
The census truly is safe. We talked about how easy it is, whether on your smartphone or tablet. And finally, we get one opportunity every 10 years. When you see what's at stake for the next 10 years, let's make sure your communities get the funding they deserve to fulfill the needs that they have.
The self-response rate in the capital region ranges from 66.6% in Saratoga County to 50.3% in Schoharie County. Schenectady, Dutchess, Orange, and Albany counties fall in the 64% range. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy.
If we don't get a fair count and people didn't, you know, don't go out and get counted for, it has a ripple effect. And, you know, I feel bad for Mayor Sheen and the city of Albany because we might have hit that 100,000 mark this year if everyone here got counted. And the fact that people shut down, went home, or people left the area, or they're not filling it out, we've pushed it at our daily briefings in the beginning for people to fill this out. And I'm hoping that, you know, with the last final push here, that our numbers get to where we need to better get dollars into the community so we can better serve you.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.